碑集是题集，中国商务出版社出版。
Listening Comprehension, Model Test 1, Part 1. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
What are the two persons talking about?
You will read A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now, the test will begin. 1. Would you please give Mr. Smith a message?
Sorry, Mr. Smith is having a holiday in London.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 2. My family is visiting New York for several days. We'd like two single rooms and one large room with a double bed.
Thank you, sir. The single room is $25 a day and the double bedroom is $30 a day.
Question. Where does the conversation take place? 3. I wonder if I could borrow your bicycle.
You certainly could, if I had one.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. Can you tell me more about the position advertised in the paper?
Certainly. What would you like to know?
Question. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? 5. Have you decided where you're going to live when you get married?
I'd like to live in the city, near my workplace, but my fiancé wants to live in the suburb to save on money.
Question. Why does the woman want to live in the city? 2. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Excuse me, I want to find out where the city center is.
Well, let me see. You turn left and then go straight on.
Ah, left. Thank you. I wonder if you could tell me whether there's a museum somewhere in the city.
Well, it's further down the city center. You go across the bridge, and it's on the other side of the river.
I see. Could you tell me a bit more about it?
I'm not really sure. I've never been there myself. I think it's quite interesting.
Worth visiting, you think?
Well, it's one of the tourist attractions of the city.
I see. Thank you very much. Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 6. Who do you think the man is? Question 7. What does the woman say about the museum? Excuse me, I want to find out where the city center is.
Well, let me see. You turn left and then go straight on.
Ah, left. Thank you. I wonder if you could tell me whether there's a museum somewhere in the city.
Well, it's further down the city center. You go across the bridge, and it's on the other side of the river.
I see. Could you tell me a bit more about it?
I'm not really sure. I've never been there myself. I think it's quite interesting.
Worth visiting, you think?
Well, it's one of the tourist attractions of the city.
I see. Thank you very much. Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 6. Who do you think the man is? Question 7. What does the woman say about the museum? Conversation 2.
Don't you have any good news?
No. Yesterday, I had to stay after school because I was talking during my biology teacher's class.
You'd better keep quiet during the class.
Sometimes I do. The day before yesterday, I was very quiet during my history teacher's class. And I still had to stay after school.
I don't understand.
Because I fell asleep during his class. But it wasn't my fault. The lesson was very dull.
I advise you to take school more seriously. If you don't pass your exam, you'll have to go out and work as a result.
I don't see that it makes much difference. If I have a job, I have to do dull work every day. But if I'm in school, I must listen to dull teachers every day. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? Question 9. What did the boy often do at school? Question 10. Which of the following statements is true?
Don't you have any good news?
No. Yesterday, I had to stay after school because I was talking during my biology teacher's class.
You'd better keep quiet during the class.
Sometimes I do. The day before yesterday, I was very quiet during my history teacher's class. And I still had to stay after school.
I don't understand.
Because I fell asleep during his class. But it wasn't my fault. The lesson was very dull.
I advise you to take school more seriously. If you don't pass your exam, you'll have to go out and work as a result.
I don't see that it makes much difference. If I have a job, I have to do dull work every day. But if I'm in school, I must listen to dull teachers every day. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? Question 9. What did the boy often do at school? Question 10. Which of the following statements is true? Section C. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now the passage will begin. When you talk with new friends, usually there are 3 parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just small talk. That is, you talk about the unimportant matters, such as the weather, sports, entertainment, and other interesting things. But it is not the time for you to ask the private and unpleasant things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend you are happy to have met with him or her. And then the conversation comes to an end. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of? 12. What do you do in the first part of the conversation? 13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters? 14. What is usually avoided in the conversation? 15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation? 16. When you talk with new friends, usually there are three parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just small talk. That is, you talk about the unimportant matters, such as the weather, sports, entertainment, and other interesting things. But it is not the time for you to ask the private and unpleasant things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend you are happy to have met with him or her. And then the conversation comes to an end. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of? 12. What do you do in the first part of the conversation? 13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters? 14. What is usually avoided in the conversation? 15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation?